Welcome to the Upside Daily Podcast with Ioannis Dekas, a podcast all about spiritual renewal and personal growth. The outcome? To live with faith, love, and hope as a city changer, wherever you are. And now, your host, Ioannis Dekas.
Hello, and welcome to Upside Daily. It is my heart, my desire, to empower your calling with faith, love, and hope as you live as a city changer, somebody who brings renewal into your everyday living. In this series, we've been looking at how we can effectively start over in areas of our lives where perhaps we've felt that we failed, there was disappointment or damage. How do you start over? How do you start this year over the last 2 years that we've come through the pandemic? The reality is that next time can be better than the last time. I really do believe it, but not just because we want it to be. Something in us needs to shift. We cannot be repeating the same patterns and mistakes as we did the previous time and expect actually that life was going to look different. So today's episode is about you can't blame yourself, you can't blame your way really into a better future. In the previous episode, we looked at how we are all natural born blamers. We love blaming. We love blaming other people. We love blaming circumstances, the weather, you know, your boss, the coach, as long as it's not your fault. But the reality is for all of us that we can't blame our way into a better future. You can blame your way into the future, but you cannot blame your way into a better future. And here's the reason why. We've touched on it during the previous episodes a little, but today I want to spend some time on it. Blame enables us to smuggle our issues into the future. You know, it's like bringing something into a space illegally. Sheree and I were once on an aeroplane to Australia, very early on in our marriage, and we'd never really traveled internationally. It's just one of the first times that we'd ever been overseas like this, and so we take some biltong with us. Biltong is a very good South African snack. It's like a dried meat. And so we've got this, and fortunately for us, we decided to vacuum pack ours. So we're in the aeroplane, loads of other South Africans with us. And as we land at the airport in Sydney, they make an announcement to say, you cannot bring meat products into Sydney. And so we were, oh gosh, what are we going to do with this? It's expensive. We were hoping to keep it as a snack with us. You know, we were traveling likely early marriage. We didn't have any money really. And so it was just such a moral dilemma. And so as we get to the customs, they're checking everybody's bags. And there's a clear sign saying, who of you have got meat products? And so Sheree and I decide, you know, we can't smuggle something into this country. What if we get caught? You know, so we go into the queue where we're going to declare this and we know they're going to take it away. And, you know, that's it. We're going to lose it. But everybody else in our party decides to go to the other line. And so we're queuing up. And as we get to the front of the queue, they get to the front of the queue as well. And they ask us, do you have anything to declare? And we're like, yeah, we've got some meat products. And the guy takes the bag of biltong and he looks and he sees that it's vacuum packed. And he knows we've come here and he puts it back into our bag and he says, it's okay, you can bring it in. And everybody else's biltong gets confiscated. And this, you know, as I was preparing this talk, this is what's going through my mind. Because blame, this is what blame does. Blame enables us to smuggle something into an area, a vicinity that's actually illegal. You actually shouldn't have that there. And when you smuggle something into your future with you, nobody knows about it. You don't have to confess it, and everybody ends up feeling sorry for you because of what's happened. But this part you can keep tucked away in your pocket and you can carry it into your future. In a previous episode, we looked at how Jacob smuggled his own selfishness and favoritism into his family's future. It destroyed lives. It destroyed him, almost destroyed him, and it almost destroyed his family. Blame allows you to smuggle your dysfunction, you know, your habit, your poor relationship skills, your poor decision-making skills, perhaps unresolved issues with your father, your broken relationship with your mom. It allows you to smuggle this stuff into your future and you never actually keep it at bay. It's deadly. That's why you just can't do this. Before you start over, or as you begin thinking about starting over, you've got to stop and ask yourself some really difficult questions. Ask yourself, what was my part in this story? And then you own it. Because if you don't understand your part, it will set you up for a repeat performance, won't it? Because your blame, you know, it just comes up in your future and you end up doing exactly what you did last time. And though it may seem very inconsequential to you, very small, there you are again. There you go again. If I could draw just a mental picture for you, imagine if you had a cake in front of you. And this cake, you could cut this cake up into slices. And what happened in the past? What brought you some damage or destruction or confusion or hurt or disappointment? Or, you know, if you just think about the last 2 years, if you think of that as a piece of cake, you know, or as a whole cake, what part of that cake, perhaps, should you take responsibility for? Maybe the whole cake. Or maybe just 50% or 25% or 5%. Because if you start thinking about it, maybe in that moment, you spent most of your time obsessing over what your business partner did or your ex or your wife or your teacher or your mom. And it hasn't helped you. It's kept you angry. And you need to make peace by owning that piece of the cake and saying, listen, this is where it started for me. Perhaps that piece of cake looks for you something like this, or it sounds something like this. Maybe you had a feeling inside that something was just not right, but you were afraid to dig around and you were afraid of what you would find. Or maybe people that you trusted warned you and said, you know, be careful here, and you wouldn't listen. That's your piece of the cake. Maybe you just stayed too long. And you enabled, or maybe you were greedy, or maybe you were lonely, or you were jealous of your brother or a friend or your boss, or maybe you were afraid. Maybe lust got the better of you, or pride, or maybe you just didn't do your best, or maybe you should have confronted him, but you were afraid, or maybe you should have left, but you were embarrassed. You know, as we start unpacking these things, and it's not about bringing blame and shame and guilt into our lives. But if next time is going to be better than the last time, we have to recognize this is what caused me so much damage. And that way you don't smuggle it into the future and you actually set yourself up for something different. In Matthew chapter 6, when Jesus teaches us to pray, he comes back to this moment and he says, forgive us our debts, as we have also forgiven our debtors. This word debt, in this context, Matthew chapter 6, is only used twice in the New Testament. Some translations say, you know, forgive us our sins. It's actually not sins. He's not speaking about sin. He's speaking about a debt so big that you could never repay this. As a matter of fact, another word, a single word for this is bankruptcy. Jesus says, Father, forgive me of the things that would drag me down and lead me into a place of bankruptcy. And then he says, lead me into a place where I now forgive those around me who are in a place of bankruptcy. They could never repay the debt against me, but I forgive, I release. You see, when we start recognizing our part in the story, then we allow God to bring forgiveness into that space for our lives, and we allow forgiveness to work through our lives to release those around us. When you have received that which has been intended for you, you allow yourself to remove the debt from people, the situation, the boss, the teacher that have kept you broken and in this cycle for years. Can I say what I said at the beginning? You can't blame your way into the future. It's not going to help you. All that you're doing is you're opening up a door for you to smuggle all kinds of things in with you into the future, and you're thinking that you're starting over, but really, you'll ultimately just bring damage to your life all over again, often self-inflicted. You know, I felt actually I wanted to pray for you in this moment. Simple prayer. Just, Father, thank you that you bring our lives into a place and a space of wholeness. I pray that you would give us wisdom to work with the things that have happened to us in our lives. May you give us the grace to release, but may you have us find and look at the situations in our own hands and bring forgiveness into that space for us too, Lord. May we release that. May we let go of the things that will cause us damage again and again and again and again. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you want to dive in deeper with this message, you can connect in the link of the description of today's episode. Tomorrow, or in the next episode, I'm going to be speaking about bringing clarity to your future. It's going to be a really exciting episode. Make sure you don't miss it. Live blessed.
You've been listening to the Upside Daily Podcast. Join us next time for more insights on how to know God, love people, and impact your world. Upside Daily, your personal daily investment to turn your world upside down.